نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba Online, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, in tonight's talk, we will discuss about Umrah and we will discuss about Madinah Munawwara to a certain extent as well. When I arrived there on Wednesday, alhamdulillah, I was in Stanger, we spoke about the virtues and history of Hajj. Then on Thursday night, we spoke about Madinatul Rasul, Madinah Munawwara, and that was in the Avondale Musalla. Then Friday, Jumu'ah, I spoke about the places one should visit in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, and Amzinto. And Friday night, we were there in Masjid al-Taqwa in Pietermaritzburg, and we spoke about the Maqabir, the cemeteries and graveyards in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Munawwara. And tonight, inshallah, we will speak about Umrah. Before I start the journey regarding Umrah, we are here, esteemed listeners, in Quwwatul Islam Masjid in Verulam in the North Coast. And the last time I visited this masjid, and now, mashallah, al-farqu bayn al-thara wa thuraya, the difference is zameen asman ka farq hai. Everything is shining, even the watch is shining, mashallah. The musallas are shining. I hope we got new musallis also, inshallah. So 5 minutes, I see the time is showing now, 5 to 8. Till 8 o'clock, I will just speak about masjid and then we'll go back to our topic. We all know masjid. What is the meaning of masjid? Allah Jalla wa Ala loves it so much. When that banda, that slave, that servant goes into sajda, we read salat now, Isha salat, we were standing, we performed ruku, we bowed down, we were sitting, we performed sajda. Masjid, the place of sajda. Almighty Allah loves it so much. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant slave comes to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is when that slave and servant is in sajda, hence recite and make abundant dua, your supplications in sajda. Imagine. So how excited, how happy that person should be. I have a direct line of communication to Almighty Allah. This is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So one masjid, the plural masajid. Wa annal masajid lillah. Every masjid in the world, it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. We can have trustees, we can have officials, directors, call them whatever you want to. But the ownership of the masjid belongs solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah. You, my brothers, my sisters, you contributed to this masjid, the renovation, everything. Do you know what Almighty Allah will grant you? It is the 9th year of the Hijrah in Masjid Nabawi. There are no physical lamps and lights in Masjid Nabawi till the 9th year of the Hijrah. In the 11th year of the Hijrah, the Master alayhi salatu salam's demise takes place. The Master Habibullah sallallahu alayhi sallam makes parda from this world. Tamim Dari radiallahu ta'ala who came in the darkness of the night, he was selling lamps and lanterns. In Masjid Nabawi, he hung up three or four lamps and lanterns. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out and emerged from the Hujra Mubarakah and saw the masjid is illuminated with these lamps. Who placed these lamps? They said, Tamim radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. The master alayhi salatu salam, so happy and elated, O Tamim, if I had another daughter, I would have given her to you in nikah. So my brothers, Allah's Nabi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you glad tidings. Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever built a masjid, you gave one brick, you gave one light, you gave a pocket cement, whatever it is, for the love of Almighty Allah, Allah will grant you a palace, insha'Allah, in Jannah. Open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, you will find the hadith. Secondly, my brothers, this masjid has hukuk and rights over us. When you enter this masjid, then, my brothers, you should be reading Tahiyyatul Masjid. Once a day, at least, read Tahiyyatul Masjid. You come early for Zuhr, you come early for Asr, for Isha. So read two rakat Tahiyyatul Masjid, and in that way there, you are fulfilling the rights of this masjid. To you, my honorable trustees, and honorable imams, Moana Abid Khan, our Maulana, Dawood Wahid Sahib, Hafidhahumullah, Allah Ta'ala protect all of them as well. So, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us the hadith in Ibn Majah, in Kitabul Masajid, the chapter of Masajid, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Friday, every Jumu'ah, you should take bakhur, you should take loban, and you should take incense, and you should apply it here in this masjid. Every masjid throughout the world do so. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, he had a person appointed for that permission and that task. His name, Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You go India, Pakistan, somebody selling watch, Gari wala. Selling topi, topi wala. Selling moza, moza wala. So he became loban wala. And Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, has mentioned this in Zadul Ma'ad. And we find that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who we met, passed away in 1976, he wrote in Adabul Masajid, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We the ummah, we have neglected the sunnah. So my brothers, in our masajid, make sure that we have the bakhur and the loban, inshallah. Our topic, umrah, so we start Quwwatul Islam Masjid. When the founders of this masjid, the masjid in Umslanga, the masjid Grey Street, those of you, I made a lot of research in this. If you study our history in South Africa, let me just finish this topic. How did the first masjid come about? Those of you who are traveling by plane, you go now in June, and say SAA, you get the Sabona magazine. They have a small article regarding World Cup, and you will see they have the history of our first masjid in the Sabona magazine as well. Let's go back. 1994, we have our democracy in South Africa. Turn the clock back two centuries, 1794. In the year 1781 to 1793, there's a person, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah, he is sent as a political prisoner, and he is imprisoned, and he is sent to Robben Island. He's a Hafiz of Noble Quran, Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah. From memory, my brothers, sisters, listeners of Ansar and Merkaz Sahaba online, from 1781 to 1793 at Robben Island, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif by memory. And you want to see that Quran Sharif? When you go to Burkab may be you in South Africa. Here in Durban, the Afrikaans is not very good, I know that. My one connection and brother, he came there to our little town Heidelberg under apartheid in the 60s, 70s. So, you get dharmas and here, ladies and gentlemen for the bathroom. So he read the dames here. Dharmas and here, he made dames here. You don't know dames, you've got other meaning for it. So anyway, brothers, so where the Hilton Hotel is in Cape Town, Burka, you just walk 100 meters, you will go to that masjid. Look on top, Masjid Awwal, Awwal Masjid, 1794. 200 years before our democracy. Who built that masjid? Who was the first imam? Who was the first mudarris and teacher? Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah. When you go to Cape Town, it's not only Table Mountain. When you go to Cape Town, it's not Maraj al-Bahrain only, the two oceans. When you go to Cape Town, remember, go to the graveyard there, Tanabaru, and go and make salam to Imam Tuan Guru Rahimahullah. Say, we can never forget your ihsan you've made upon us. Hafiz Safwan, I met him few years ago in Santiago, in Chile, South America. And I asked him, Safwan, what you doing here? He said, I'm the imam, I'm performing Taraweeh. He said, Subhanallah. I asked Maulana Yusuf, what you all doing here? He said, the president of Chile, a female, has invited all the ambassadors and has invited all the imams and said, come to the masjid, come to the palace, the royal palace. She is a lady who is inviting the Muslims to come to the palace because she wants to honor them and give them iftar and so forth. I was not there when they invited them. When I went now from there to Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina. So I contacted them. I said, we are ordinary mortals. You are sitting with presidents in the royal palace. What happened there? He said, history of Chile, azan was given in the royal palace. First time in the history of Chile, the Quran Sharif was read there. First time in the history of Chile, Khatmul Quran is taking place. Who is doing? Our children, our students. You must kiss their forehead. Kiss the forehead of their parents and their asatiza. From South Africa, from Junubi Africa, Junubi America, kuchamkadia. From South Africa, they went to South America and they gave so much light and luster and radiance to those places. So that's our history in South Africa. Come to Kunatel, the Javeri family. You see, I speak Meman. Our Haji Harun is here, others are here. Asa Meman Gal Karuta. So we on A now, let's speak some Meman also. Javeri means Johari. The Javeri family, if you know your history, you go back 100 years, you will see someone was selling jewelry. That the Meman's, their tajweed was not very good. The Gol Mol Karine is Javeri Kari Kariya. You understood? So you must remember Tar Muhammad. It was Tahir Muhammad, Tahir Muhammad Kari Kariya. That it was Aqub. So it was Yaqub. When they left India, they left the Yadid. And when they came to Natal, Mombasa, the bay fell off. So Yaqub became Aku. You understood? So Gol Mol Karine, they made all these names. You understood? So the Javeri family, you engraced it. We can never forget your sacrifices. First masjid in the history of Natal. You come to where I am born, Heidelberg, Gauteng, all the Transvaal. Oldest masjid in Transvaal, Kirk Street Masjid, Kirk Street in Afrikaans. Second oldest masjid in Transvaal, our masjid, Heidelberg Masjid. So brothers, we have a rich history, it's a talk on its own, it's not my topic. I want you to know this masjid, your forefathers who built it, Katrada family and this family and that family, Maulana Dawood Sahib, Maulana Abid Sahib, the trustees will give you the history. So may Almighty Allah fill their qubur with noor. What a sadaqah jariyah they left behind. So know what is a masjid, brothers. Ramadan came, Ramadan gone, brothers said for i'tikaf. So understand. But where did all this start? It started at Kaaba Musharrafa. Every masjid we built, South Africa, South America, any part of the world, it must face the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. We travel by plane. Even the non-Muslims know. I landed last week Sunday from Umrah, Alhamdulillah. We had to read Fajr Salat in a plane. We ask the stewards, we ask the air hostess, whoever, non-Muslims, many of them, I want to pray. They will tell you, yes, yes, Qibla this way, Makkah this way. They're so used to it now. So imagine Allah Jalla wa Ala let all these masajid face the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. These masajid will all become part of Jannatul Firdaus. That is what your masjid is all about, brothers. You're not in an ordinary place. Let's start our topic now. Number one. Makkah Mukarrama, how many names does Makkah Mukarrama have in the Quran Sharif? Question number one. Makkah Mukarrama has five names mentioned in the Noble Quran. Number one, Bibatni Makkata. What is the meaning of Makkah? In South Africa, in South America, in Europe, Africa, Asia, I'm a big shot, I'm a trustee, I'm a millionaire, I'm a billionaire, I'm this, I'm that. We all have certain titles, and sometimes we really think like that, that I belong to the highest strata of society. I have so many degrees. We come to Makkah, we are Mr. Nobody. When we performing tawaf, the people are pushing us. Somebody just stamping our toes. We go to Muzdalifah, we sleep on the land and sand. Ya Allah, I am your guest. Whatever you say, labbaik Allah, labbaik mita tayyaru. I'm ready. So Allah is breaking us, crushing us. All your artificial titles means nothing. Say Allahu Akbar. Say labbaik Allah, labbaik. So that is Makkah. Makkah to show. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala, the majesty, the grandeur, the sovereignty, authority, everything belongs to Him, Allah alone. Me and you, what are we? We came naked, we leave with nothing. Who left with anything? We go with the kafir. Think about it. So you know when some kings passed away, he made wasiyat, put my hands outside, so people must know, I'm the big king, but now I'm leaving empty-handed. You see, when we leave this world, we live like this. But when the baby is born, even the baby comes into this world, and the first are clasped, are closed. Because the mutual rivalry competition is going to start. I must keep the properties, the assets, the money, all these things here. So all of us need to know this type of things properly, and we need to know what is happening here. So number one, we must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has made it such, that is Makkah. Second name, Bakkah. What is the meaning of Bakkah? Bakkah means to cry. First time, O Haji, O Mu'tamir, O Muhrim, your eyes just fall on the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Your tears start rolling. Ya Allah, I'm such a sinner transgressor. Yet you extended this invitation to me. That feeling of guilt. And then we raise our hands and we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Inna awwala bayti uhudya linnasi lalladhi bi Bakkah. So Bakkah means to cry. So remember, we weep, we cry. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, was a genius. They asked Imam Abu Hanifa, you perform Hajj 55 times. When I see the Baytullah the first time, which dua must I make, O Imam Abu Hanifa? He said, make this dua. Ya Allah, this dua I'm making now. You accept it, O Allah. And the dua that I make after this, throughout my life, you accept that as well. You make dua to become mustajabud da'awat. A person whose duas are accepted every time, all times. Imagine. Two names. Third name, which you know. Wattin, wazzaytun, waturi sinin, wahadhal baladil amin. And the city of safety and security. You see our mothers, sisters, they'll tell their husband, tell their father, brother, mahram, come, I'm going for tawaf. Old man, husband will see my knees are paining, stomach pain. She say, I'm going alone. And she goes and performs tawaf, 12 o'clock at night, 1 o'clock at night. I'm not encouraging it, I'm just telling you. Sometime what happens, So no one has any fear there. Everything is so safe, everything so secure. In the haram area and the city of peace, safety and security. Baladul Amin, that is Makkah Mukarram. What is the fourth name? Litunzira Ummal Qura, the mother of all towns, all cities. Makkah Mukarramah is the nucleus, is the central point. You start measuring from east, west, north, south, you will come to the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafah. Therefore, whether we are on the land and sand, whether we are in the aeroplane or wherever, we still have to face the Baytullah. Because that is the nucleus. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَجْدِ الْحَرَامِ. Turn your Mubarak faces towards the Baytullah. First for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak countenance. Then for me and you. فَوَلُّ هُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. So that is the mother. While the mother is in our family, you will find there is much more unity. Mother passes away, the family disintegrates. And then you will see everybody going different directions. So Makkah Mukarramah. Last week Wednesday, remember, Khatmul Quran took place in Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. I was there, some of you were there. 3 million people there. Khatmul Quran. Sheikh Sudais is making dua. People came from over 100 countries. How many of them speak Arabic? Don't speak Arabic? Allah alone knows. The Imam just say, "Stow, itadilu," and you see everybody standing straight. When a non-Muslim looks at that on TV, he says, "But how can these people? 3 million people in 1 minute, all the sufuf are straight." That's a miracle itself. You try and organize 3 million people in 1 minute, tell them to get settled and see. You will need how many police and security and whatever. This is the discipline. The non-Muslim saw on TV the Muslim going round and round and round the Baytullah. He sent us a question. For what you'll go round? You're a little bit crazy or what? He said, "No, we the most sober people on the earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we are sober people. So why we go round and round? You see, Mr. Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, that when your clothing gets dirty, you place it in the washing machine and it goes round, round, comes out white and clean. So the Muslim, he goes round, round, he comes out pure and clean from his sins also." See, brothers, everything is explanation. Now we are starting our journey. So 4 names. Makkah, Bakka, Baladul Amin, Ummul Qura. The 5th name. Innal ladhi farada alayka al-Qur'an laradduka ila ma'ad. Ma'ad. You go ABC country, you go XYZ country. After 3 times, 4 times, you say, "I'm tired. I receive invitations, this country." I tell you, "No, you know. Inshallah." They know what it means. The Chabunna is tired of us. So, you say Makkah, Medina, 100% we're ready. Allah Jalla wa Ala has kept that magnetic impact and effect there. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has made the Baytullah, the Masaba. Masaba means the place of returning very, very often. So you must remember that we want to go time and again, time and again. That's why before the lecture I met Qari Naeem. What dua he read? What Naat Sharif he read? Ya Allah, bar bar ziyarat nasib farma. Bar bar ziyarat nasib farma. I mentioned this in almost every lecture. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma performed 65 hajj. He performed a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. 1,000 umrahs he performed. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, 55 hajj. Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah, 50 hajj. They all knew hajj is compulsory once. But that zeal, that love, that enthusiasm. Ya Allah, apna mehman bana de. Ya Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mehman bana de. Make us the guest, Ya Allah, Duyufur Rahman and Duyufur Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what we want. So my brother, you're leaving South Africa or whichever country you are in, and now you're going to Makkah Mukarramah. So first thing you must know, you cannot fasten ihram in Jeddah. All the ulama of Saudi Arabia are unanimous on this. And the pilot will tell you, you are passing the miqat zone. If you're going with Saudi Airlines, so they'll fly direct to Jeddah, the pilot will tell you, we are passing the miqat zone. So make sure that if you already have your towels, then when they make that announcement, you make your intention for your umrah. You're coming via Dubai, in Dubai wear your ihram, and then make your intention when they announce it. You're coming via Cairo, Istanbul, same thing. They announce it. So remember, you can't fasten your ihram in Jeddah. So when you read your 2 rakat salat, that is nafil salat, you read it good, you don't read it no sin. You make your intention for umrah. Thereafter, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now you are settled there in Jeddah, then immigration, all that formalities, now you're traveling to Makkah. What should come in your mind, O Muslim, O brother, sister? Think about it, how many millions of people went on this road. Awliyaullah, Salihin, pious, devout servants of Allah. Allah Jalla Wala gave me this invitation to go to Baytullah. How honored I should be. The tears should be rolling down. Read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. When you come nearer to Makkah Mukarramah, you will see if you have an Arab taxi driver or some of the old ones from India, Pakistan, even they will know. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's 9 Azwaj Mutahharat, honorable wives, are buried in Baqi. One Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is buried in Mu'alla. One is buried in Sarif. Sarif is outside Makkah. When we were going this time, the taxi driver taught me something. He said, see, this place is Sarif, but see the board now. They have changed it to Nuraniya. So that's the new name. How Hudaybiyah is called Shumaysiyah. So remember, Sarif is called Nuraniya. Now, you should know this. There is the grave of Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha. Who is Sayyida Maymuna radiallahu anha? Inna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tazawwaja biha bisarif, wa bana biha bisarif, wa matat bisarif, wa dufinat bisarif. Subhanallah. She is the honorable lady. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed nikah with her in that place, Sarif. Her marriage was consummated in that place. She passed away in that place after many years, and she's buried there also. So Ummah is not knowing about who scored the goals in World Cup. We need to know the family of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and we need to know that where exactly they are, so we can go there and make salam and say, we can never forget your sacrifices and your contribution towards Islam. Thereafter, now we enter Makkah, now you are in your ihram, you're feeling tired, you're perspiring, you want to take a shower, you want to change your clothes, all that is fine. But you can't use soap and shampoo. You, the ladies, you want to change and so forth, all fine. You, the men, you want to wear another ihram, change, all fine, acceptable. No soap, no shampoo, no perfume, all. Now you're going to go to the Baytullah. You must still read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. You, the men, now before you start your tawaf, and the women, look at the Baytullah, make dua. Duas are accepted. And thereafter, you, the men, you make istiba. You expose your right shoulder. Because remember, the first 3 rounds, you're going to make ramal. And in that way, we imitate, emulate the Master, alayhi salam. So what are we going to read? From a distance, you stand opposite Hajar Aswad. I mentioned the hadith yesterday. The hadith is in Bayhaqi. When I meet you, I met Mohd Dawood sahab, Mohd Abid sahab. First thing we did, we shook hands, we embraced. When you stand by Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafah, you raise your hand, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, ka'annahu yusafihu yadar rahman. Hadith in Bayhaqi. Is though as you are shaking the hand of Almighty Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay'. Nothing of Almighty Allah resembles the creation, and nothing of creation resembles Almighty Allah. That is the wisdom of kissing Hajar Aswad. But in ihram we don't kiss because people put itar and perfume. So anyway, then we start the tawaf. Praise Allah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, Wala ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar. Then you come towards the Hatib, you read Durood Sharif and Salawat. You come towards Rukne Yamani, Allahumma inni asaluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. From there you go to Hajar al-Aswad, Rabbana atina fi dunya. So 7 rounds you will finish. Now your tawaf is finished, you close your right shoulder, you read 2 rakat salat. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. First time I went to Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa was 1974. I went to study in Karachi, my parents are here, it was holiday, so they told me come home. I said no. Oh Abba, Abi, oh Ummi, you come from South Africa, we will meet in Jeddah. They perform Hajj already in 63, Hajj was on a Friday. I said, you come for Ramadan and I'll come from Karachi. I'll get my visa there. So that time we don't need visa from Saudi. They came. They spent 5 weeks, I spent 6 weeks. Subhanallah, how good it was. Every round you could kiss Hajar al-Aswad. You could read Salat directly behind the Imam. Every Taraweeh in Madinah Munawwara, I read in Riyadul Jannah. Jannah ka tukra. Imagine. So easy everything was. And I used to cry and make so much dua, Ya Allah, they take me inside the Baytullah. So in 2011, with Allah's help, it was a Saturday, 1st of Shaban, then we went inside. I want to explain to you, when you enter the Baytullah, there are 4 or 5 things you need to know. Inside the Baytullah, there are 3 pillars. And inside the Baytullah, the walls have all tiles. At the bottom also is tiles. I didn't look on top. It's disrespect. Remember, brothers, sisters who are going from Umrah, Hajj, Madinah, Munawwara, you must go with adab and respect. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. The Shaib, the poet, says, no one became successful. He only became successful with adab and respect. He showed respect to the Baytullah, showed respect to the Quran Sharif, showed respect to the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. And no one failed except by becoming bare adab and disrespectful. So go with respect and reverence. Remember, we are there by the Baytullah. Anywhere you get placed inside the Baytullah, you read Salat. It was Friday night, Maghrib time. I still don't have my card to enter. You get the gold card. I read Maghrib Salat crying, Ya Allah, what is going to happen? They told me I'm to enter. And after Maghrib, I look at my cell phone, I saw 6 missed calls. I see, now something is happening. So I phoned that number. That person answered, Sheikh, Inanda, how are you? I said, I'm in Arab. He said, come here, I'm waiting for you. So we start speaking from Maghrib right till Isha almost, idhar udhar ki baatein, he spoke of everything else beside my card. So it's 10 minutes left for Isha Azan. You say, make dua. Then I cried, Ya Allah, all duas in Arabic. I don't know what came to him, but I was crying. Then he saw this man is like finished. Then he saw this now. Before Azan, 1 minute, he took out the card and he gave it to me. He said, Yes, you'll be taqa, Sheikh. He's sitting with my card in his pocket there. So anyway, I just read Isha and I ran to my wife. I said, Fatima, see, this is the card. We go, I'm going in tomorrow, inshallah. See, brothers. Today in the seminar, I mentioned it. Why don't you do this? We're going to go to Arafat bi-iznillah, with the help and mercy of Allah. So read your Quran Sharif. Read Makkah Madinah Munawwara. Read in Makkah Mukarrama. Leave your last 22 surahs from Wadduha downwards. Or last 10 surahs from Alam Tara. And say, my beloved Allah, tomorrow, Al-Hajju Arafat, I'm going to complete my Quran Sharif in Maidan Arafat. That Maidan where every Nabi of Allah came to. Ma min Nabiyin illa waqad hajja. From Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Adam alayhi salam performed 10 Hajj from India. Ma shiyan, the hadith is mentioned in Sahih ibn Khuzaymah. From India, India don't mean only India what we know now. India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Ceylon, all they put together is Hind. From there he walked 10 times and he performed Hajj, the hadith in Ibn Khuzaymah, Sahih Ibn Khuzaymah. So imagine. So now you make Khatmul Quran in Arafat. Then you raise your hands. What do you think will happen? Obviously, inshallah, your du'as are accepted. So Friday night I was reading, and before Maghrib also, and I stopped at Alam Tara. I'm looking at the Kaaba Musharrafa. Ya Allah, bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika, Ya Allah. Take me inside the Baytullah, so I can make this khatam inside the Baytullah. So lo and behold, when I got that card, so you walk up, they got like steps there. They have the guards and all that. So when I went inside, now there they have one big chair like the Banu Shayba, the trustee. This is Islam, brothers. Which year we are in now? So you must remember, any kid. So this, we are in 1439. We are in 14. Mulana got a lot of keys here. Big safe, lot of uplang here. So anyway, brothers, you must remember, we are in 1439. 8th year of the Hijrah, 3-4 incidents took place. It's Fateh Makkah. The idols are there. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his stick Mubarak and he knocked down the idols, smashed them. Jaa al-haqq wa zaqa al-batil. The truth has come and the falsehood has perished. Second one, O Muazzin, South Africa, we know our apartheid history. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin, Zohar time, climb on top of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, Zohar time, give azan there. Show these Arabs, they are so fair in complexion, but they're committing shirk. Allah will not elevate you if you do that. You are a Muslim, O Bilal. You were here in Batha Quraysh. They took the boulders and they put on you, and you said, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. That Allah who is Ahad, He put me on the Baytullah to give azan. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is Allah. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the Sahaba, they took the key away from the non-Muslim of the Kaaba. Allah Jalla wala revealed the verse, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَنْ تُعَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. You the Muslims, give back the amanat to the owners, the people in charge. When the non-Muslims saw this, they said, is this Islam? They said, yes. He said, I become Muslim straight away. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Bani Shayba, this miftah, this key, will remain khalidatan, talidatan, will remain in your family. 1439, 8th year of Hijrah, 1431 years. The key of the Baytullah is in the hands of the Banu Shayba family. You Durbanites, KwaZulu Natal, what one brother told me now, you see the sardines are coming out. The people in charge of Zamzam, they call Sikaya. The people in charge of feeding the Hajis, no hotels in that, Rifada, the portfolios. The people in charge of the keys of the Kaaba Musharrafa, Sidana. You know what is Sidana? Sidana is Sa'din. Sa'din means, you must remember that this, the person who holds the key of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Simple for you, Durbanites, to remember. You just think of your Sa'dins. And Sa'din, Sin, Alif, Dal, Noon. They're in charge. Till today, they're in charge. So when we entered, the people were rushing to meet him. So I said, I'll meet him afterwards. So I just took a right turn, and subhanallah, found place. You forget it, salat anywhere. Then in the card is written, 5 minutes only. So the sheikh told me, you're going inside. If you're going to make salam and raise your hands like this, then the police will take you out. So because 5 minutes, they want to clear every day. You know, a lot of people coming. So make all your du'as and everything in sajda. So I had the Alam Tara to read. I completed my Quran Sharif, made my du'as, everything. 15 minutes I read the 2 rakats. Then I made salam, I saw nobody. I went to the other wall facing the Hatim. So I read another 2 rakats. 25 minutes I was inside. So this is what I saw. The lesson I want to is Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy got nothing to do with us. We non-entities. Allah's fadl, we went inside and this is what we saw. On the way back, I went to Banu Shayba and thanked him, Jazrakallah khair, Allah ta'ala reward you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you Allah's honor. Allah gave you the honor. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave you this honor. So don't look at a Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafah just like that. Cry to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm facing Baytullah. But mujhe to andar jana hai. I want to go inside. وَمَا ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. For Allah nothing is done. Me and you open company, PTY limited. But Allah everything is unlimited. Remember? Second one, you see the kiswa. You see the hilaf. From the time of Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu salam, the kiswa started. They said, no, we must give the Kaaba Musharrafa some cloth and so forth. They had different colors. As the whole book I got, Tariq al-Kiswa. Anyway, it's in Arabic, English. When you study the Abbasid dynasty, first you have Khulafa-i Rashidin, then you have the Umayyad dynasty, then you have the Abbasid dynasty, Khalifa Harun Rashid. So when it was their turn, their official color was black. So you must remember when their color was black, that is the Abbasid dynasty. So in that case there, you must remember what happened was that they decided to place the ghilaf of the Kaaba, make it black. So from that time it carries on. Today, if you go, this started in the time of King Faisal. I saw King Faisal in 74. 75 he became Shaheed. So you must remember in King Faisal's time, outside Makkah Mukarrama, they have a place called Masna'ul Kiswa. Masna'ul Kiswa. Those days that they used to do everything by hand. It should take them 10-11 months. And then on 9th of Zilhijjah, when everybody is going to Arafat, then remember that they have the changing of the kiswa. One more thing inside the Baytullah I'll tell you now. And remember that today it cost them, the authorities there, 20 million Saudi riyals, that kiswa, the black cloth. Then they make small pieces and they give it to the ulama and the diplomats and all that, ambassadors and so forth and so on. When you are on top of, right on top the rooftop or in your hotel, like the room I had now, you could see the Baytullah. So anyway, if you look at the Baytullah from on top, you will see like a small, like a, people say it's air conditioned. There's not no air conditioned. There's no lights inside. There's no air conditioned inside. So you must remember that is like a trap door. So inside there's a door. There's like steps. You go up. They put the steps. And that door is called Babu Tawbah. So when they want to change the kiswa, the ghilaf, in Arabic they call kiswa. The Arabs, our people call ghilaf. So the kiswa they want to change, then they change 5 pieces. Each side the wall and the 5th one for the door of the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. So they climb on top of the Kaaba. Inside the Kaaba there is a way to go up. They know all that and they go up. So that door they call Babu Tawbah. So that is what happens inside the Kaaba Musharrafa. The Hatim, the Hijra Ismail, in time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must remember they said, we have to reconstruct the Baytullah, renovation, so forth. So they didn't have enough halal money. Even the mushrikeen, the polytheists, idol worshippers, they knew that they can't use their gambling money. So they said, fine, we'll make that semicircle to show people that this is part of the Baytullah as well. But now it is extended and so forth. So mashallah, if you read Salat there also, it is like reading Salat inside the Baytullah. Then I told you of Hajar al-Aswad and Rukna Yamani facing Yemen and so forth. So you finish your 7th round, then you come to Maqam Ibrahim or anywhere behind and you read your 2 rakat Salat. Hanafis say it is wajib, Shafis and them say it's sunnah, but you read it. Again, the greatness of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu performing tawaf. Sayyidina Umar says, Ya Rasulullah, let us read salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Nabi alayhi sallam says, no, I have to wait. I can't just read, we have to wait for wahi. Allah jalla wa ala states, what Umar said is right. وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّا. Go and read Salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim at that time was mulasikan bil bayt. It was attached to the Baytullah. It was like a scaffolding going up and down for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, connected, attached to Baytullah. Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, attached to the Baytullah. Time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that this is causing, like, you know, an obstacle for the people performing tawaf. So let's bring it back. This is called Awaliyati Umar. The changes which Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu brought, and nobody can say it is incorrect or innovation. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafa'i rashidin al-mahdiyin. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, you follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. Tirmidhi Sharif hadith. A lady came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tomorrow if I come and I want to ask a question and you are not here, meaning your demise, you are passed on, you know, Allah Ta'ala said, innaka mayyitu wa innahum mayyitun. One day you also will pass away, your demise will take place. Then who do I go to? The Master alayhi salam, go open Tirmidhi, you will find it. The Master alayhi salam pointed and gestured to Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, and said, iqtadu bihadaini min ba'di. You follow these two after me. Wa ashara ila Abi Bakrin wa Umar radiallahu anhu. And the Master alayhi salam gestured, pointed towards them, to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. So where you see it now, obviously now is the goal, the covering and all that, it wasn't at that time. But the place, remember, is Sayyidina Umar brought it there. So we read Salat there, and wherever you get place in the Haram, in the hotel also you can read it, it's fine. Thereafter you go, you make, you drink Zamzam. Subhanallah. What is Zamzam water, brothers? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ma uzamzama lima shuriba lahu. Whatever intention you make for Zamzam, Allah Ta'ala will make it a reality for you. And Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah went, he drank Zamzam first time. He made dua, Ya Allah, give me ilmun wafir, profound, abundant knowledge. Allah gave him so much knowledge. Kashamsi li dunya, he was like the sun, illuminating the world with his knowledge. That is what he celebrated student, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal said. Second dua he made, Ya Allah, make me a Rami, make me a master archer. Himself he says, when I have to shoot, I have to hit the target 9 times out of 10, 90%. And this was barakah of Zamzam, the love for the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Third dua, Ya Allah, bless me with Jannatul Firdaus. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah went. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went. They drank Zamzam. Ya Allah, we drink the Zamzam. Tomorrow on day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, do not let us remain thirsty, Ya Allah. Amen. So it's not only we got pains and aches, we rub here, rub here. One sunnah the ummah has forgotten, remember the word, those of you going for Umrah and Hajj, is tadallu. What is tadallu? That you take the Zamzam water and pour on your head. That is a sunnah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the man, take the Zamzam water and pour on your head. Inshallah, all your fighting with your wife and children and neighbors, everything will be gone away. So, dimag theek ho jayega. You understand? That inshallah, you will cool down also, inshallah. So that is something also meant necessary to men. Safa Marwa, subhanallah, when you come to Safa and Marwa, so you don't raise your hands like this as you do takbir in Salat, you raise your hands like a beggar, a pauper, and you make dua. You heard our Hafiz Sahib reading, Inna Safa wal Marwata min sha'airillah. Safa and Marwa are the symbols and the landmarks of all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. So remember, for tawaf, we must have wudu. For Safa Marwa, if your wudu breaks, you continue. I'm not saying go and break your wudu, but if the wudu breaks, you just continue. So you must remember that is fine, it's acceptable, there's no problem. Thereafter, you, the man, shave your hair. Remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua thrice. Rahim Allah al-muhalliqeen, al-muhalliqeen, al-muhalliqeen. And for those who trim the hair once only. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So why we deprive ourselves from this? Then you're going to stay in Makkah. When you stay in Makkah, my brother, the greatest ibadat for you is tawaf. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, I was there with him in 1974. In 1977, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away. Hazrat used to, we all khadim sitting there. Hazrat used to say, good name, oh, takleef hai, my knees are paining. He said, jawani mein hum aate te haram sharif mein, 33 martaba, 34 martaba, in one day, 33 tawaf, 34 tawaf per day they should make. Me and you, if you make 10 tawaf, we'll miss one salat also, we'll sleep so much, you know. So brothers, imagine that in one day, I heard Hazrat bin Nuri saying himself. So imagine the awliyaullah, Allah give them the ruhani taqat, the spiritual strength. So make qadr of that, my brothers. Look at the baytullah is ibadat. Imagine all this. One, two brothers requested this because they don't discuss normally. Let me take you there. When we stand in front of the Master alayhi salatu salam, we offering, conveying our salams. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. So all that. What is behind? So let us start from the time of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam's wafat and demise took place in the Hujra Mubarakah, in the house, in the room of Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, where the Nabi's demise takes place, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be buried there. So the first wall is the Hujra Mubarakah, the room where Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha's house is. So that is the first wall that is there around. We fast forward, this happened in the 11th year of the Hijrah. We go to the year 99 after Hijrah to 101. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah is known as Umar Thani, the second Umar. And remember, he was a man known for his justice. He was one of the greatest rulers of the Umayyad dynasty. You had Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, you had all of them, and Abdullah bin Zubayr and all. Thereafter, you must remember, 99 to 101 after Hijrah is Umar bin Abdul Aziz. He, around that area, built a pentagon, a Khumasi. Pentagon means five walls. They asked him, why five walls? He said, I don't want to imitate and make a replica of the Kaaba Musharrafa. Baytullah is a cube, four walls. So he made five walls around Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the court Mubarak, the Qabar Mubarak, so that area there. So one wall, the Hujra Mubarakah, Sayyida Aisha's house. Second one, the Khumasi, the pentagon. Then time went on, the enemies, Allah forbid, they always want to try some tricks. They wanted to, Allah forbid, exhume the body of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nuruddin Zanki is sitting there in Syria, in Biladu Sham. He sees the Master alayhi salatu salam in a dream, and Nabi alayhi salam is telling him, these two people, dangerous people, take care of them. He came immediately, brought his army, entourage everybody, as soon as possible in those days. Came to Madinah Munawwara, invited everybody, all the men. He looked, he said, I don't see them. He asked them, who's left? They said, no, these two people there, they're buzruks. Buzruk meaning inverted commas. So you know, you get spaza buzruks also. You get spaza shop like that. So he said, then who's these people? He said, no, they don't accept anybody's invitation. All day tilawat, all day durood sharif, making tasbih. So call them. When he called them, he said, these are the two culprits. 100%. These are the ones I saw him at. Where do you live? Went superficially, he couldn't see. Moving around this, that, then they found they were digging the tunnel and they were near Allah forbid, this is Quran. Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will protect you, O Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the people. We belong to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is our unanimous belief. Inna al arda la ta'kulu asad al anbiya. Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are alive in their graves, and the grave Mubarak, and remember, the land and the sand does not devour their bodies. Bodies are always fresh. And remember, this is the promise of Almighty Allah. His hadith in Ibn Majah is authentic. It's a unanimous belief. He executed them and everything, and he cried and cried and cried, Ya Allah, you use me for this khidmat. How can I ever thank you? Allahu subhanaka ma shakarnaka haqqa shukri. Did you ever make dua like this? Cry to Allah, Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Subhanaka ma shakarnaka haqqa shukri. Ya Allah, everlasting glory, perfection for you. I can never thank you enough for all the bounties, favors that are recurring, showering upon me. Subhanaka ma abadnaka haqqa ibadati. Ya Allah, we have not made your ibadat the manner we're supposed to make your ibadat. Subhanaka ma qadarnaka haqqa qudra qadarik. Ya Allah, we have not made qadr, we have not appreciated your majesty, grandeur, sovereignty, authority as you have. So this is Nuruddin Zanki. My children, my youth, my elders. What shaitaniyat is this? We know all these people involved in soccer and cricket and satanic activities. And if you ask the ummah, tell me of Nuruddin Zanki, hardly anybody knows. Is that not shaitaniyat? Is that not a disservice to Islam? Think properly where we are going. Nuruddin Zanki comes. Hujra Mubarakah of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha. Pentagon Umar bin Abdul Aziz. He takes a steel wall and steel right round so nobody can come beyond that. And he closes the entire area now with a steel wall. Nuruddin Zanki did that. Me and you stand outside. We see a green fence. That was done by Sultan Qatibai in the year 888 after Hijrah, more than 500 years ago. So that is what you are seeing. So from outside, it is the green fence by Sultan Qatibai. Inside, you must remember, it is Nuruddin Zanki's steel wall. And then beyond that is the Pentagon, Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Then beyond that is the Hujra Mubarakah of Sayyida Aisha. Then the court of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the bargah of the master Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So know what we are seeing, what we are studying, what we know. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, Ya Allah, all these hujjaj, they are making intention. We are going to go after 1 month, after 6 weeks. So you need to go with four or five things. Number one, halal money. Number two, what niyat is sadiqa, a proper niyat. Jaisi niyat, waisi barakah. Third one, make sure you have your will with you, travel as well. Fourth one, take extra money. You got a lot of uplan, I know that. So you take that, not for shopping. You take to spend on the haji. You see the haji perspiring, 50 degrees, the heat is. When we were there now last week, 47 degrees. When it comes to July, it will be 50 degrees. And you got the juice, you got the tea, you got the bananas. Hey, haji, take. Dil se dua nikalta hai. You will see, you're an angel, you came to me. How happy they are. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the quality of the haji, ifsha'u salam, he makes salam. It'amu ta'am, he'll feed the hajis. Take water, give the hajis. Rather be a giver than a receiver. So remember. And last one, my brothers, now the umrah is finished, the hajj is finished. We've been to Madinah Munawwara. Sometimes our flight is after 1 week or so. So you can make a quick trip to Madinah. MashaAllah, my Malawi brothers, all my connections, my Yemen brothers, they always come to me. Hello, Pavanu, Pavanu. I say, Kada Van Noiba? Where you? He say, hello, we go Madinah. I say, very good. So morning time we leave, we go Madinah. After Hajj, we read Zuhur Namaz, we read Salat Salam, we go Riyazul Jannah, and then we fasten Ihram, and we make another Umrah. See how? So Allah Ta'ala take us again and again and again. Protect the Haramain Sharifain. Let's make dua to Almighty Allah for our beloved country as well. Our Hafsa told me now, I don't know, he was walking somewhere now tonight, and he also got robbed and whatever, he was whispering something. So see, this is the reality. I beg you, brothers, sisters, wherever we are, Surah 12, verse 64. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We thank the honorable trustees of this masjid, the honorable imams, Mawlana Abid Sahib, Mawlana Dawood Sahib, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal, I must thank him, and all the capital group, my brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, my brother Muhammad Hussein, his brother Ahmed, their parents, children, and everybody, the marhumin. So Allah Jalla Wala grant them more and more capital in this world and in the year after, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin, Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin, Allahumma ansuril mujahidina fi kulli makan, Allahumma ahfaz bilad al haramain al sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh, Allahumma tahhir al masjid al aqsa min al yahudi al ghasibin al muhtallin, Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardal muslimin, warham mawtana wa mawtal muslimin, Allahumma aghfir lahum warhamhum wa sakkinhum fil jannah, Allahumma zukhum jannatal firdaus, Allahumma hasibhum hisaba yaseera, Allahumma jal حجنا حجا مبرورا وسعينا سعيا مشكورا وذنبنا ذنبا مغفورا وتجارتنا تجارة لن تبور يا عالم ما في الصدور ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وتلاوتنا وجميع أعمالنا الصالحة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا من ضيوفك ومن ضيوف النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم رب اغفر لي ولزوجتي ولوالدي ولإخوتي ولأخواتي ولأقربائي ولأساتذتي ولمشايخي ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا يا الله protect us in our beloved country يا الله يا الله protect the men the women the children the entire ummah يا الله wherever we are يا الله فالله خير حافظ وارحم الراحمين رب وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين include us in your special special mercy يا الله وادخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين جزاك الله خير to Radio Ansar and the trustees مركز صحابة and all of you بارك الله فيك جزاك الله خير